Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com, driving around dark parking garages in downtown Indianapolis at 9 p.m. on a Saturday night. This is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast from Purdue's 69-61 Big Ten tournament win over Michigan State. It's brought to you by our friends at Falls Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill and Ripple & Company, and the Whitaker Inn, which I will not be driving by tonight because I'm in Indianapolis, obviously, for the Big Ten tournament. Purdue will be back in Indianapolis tomorrow for the Big Ten tournament as well, given that they have, I don't know why I'm talking like this, given that they have advanced to the championship game of this event against Iowa on Sunday. Thanks again to the 69-61 win over Michigan State. A bunch of stuff to touch on here. I don't know why I just lost my mind and started talking like a game show host. I think that you watch this game against Michigan State. I think you saw, you know, Jaden Ivey playing at one of the highest levels he's played at this season. I think 2 days in a row now at the Big Ten tournament, he's been really good after a bit of an uneven conclusion to the regular season. Now, I want to couch that in the reality that the standard for him is incredibly high. So when we say it's been uneven, uneven for Jaden Ivey is good by most every standard out there for other players who aren't as talented, aren't as gifted, so on and so forth. But I think he has been really good in these two games of the Big Ten tournament. Purdue needs him to be really good again tomorrow to beat Iowa for the Big Ten tournament title. And then Purdue needs him to be really good in the NCAA tournament because it's very possible that Purdue only goes as far as Jaden Ivey can take them, because guards win in March, as you're well aware. They have the ball all the time. They influence every play. Their decisions determine outcomes. And Jaden Ivey is Purdue's guy in that sense. Again, they might only go as far as he can take them. And for him to be playing really well right now as the postseason is tipped off, I think that's a very positive thing for Purdue. Obviously, you'd rather your great players play well as opposed to not playing well. That's not exactly a blistering take that I just gave you, because I was distracted by the police lights in front of me. But I think, you know, March will be interesting for Jaden Ivey because there aren't going to be very many players with the microscope on them as closely as he'll be. Everything he does will matter so much to his college team, will matter to, I think, a credible, you know, Final Four hopeful in Purdue. But also, you have so many kingmakers from the NBA and so many talking heads, so many scouts dissecting his every move, that it's a tough spot to be in, man. It's hard on these kids who are in these kinds of situations. It's a good problem to have, obviously, but it is hard on these kids. So he's going to have to really rise to the occasion here these next couple weeks, both for his current team and for whatever comes next. And as I said before, he seems to be trending well as the Big Ten tournament has reached its final day. I think Purdue has made it to Sunday at the Big Ten tournament, fittingly, because it has been able to win some really, you know, Big Ten type of games. Purdue's been really physical. They've been really physical without fouling a whole lot. They have did a pretty decent job taking care of the basketball, which is a very positive thing for a team that really, really, really needs to do that more than anything else it could possibly do. They have taken some real strides from a defensive perspective, I think. They were very good defensively in the first half against Michigan State today. I think that had they gotten a few more defensive rebounds of long missed jumpers, I think that might have been even more evident. I think Purdue is doing a good job with loose balls. I think they're playing hard. I think they're communicating defensively. I think they seem to be, you know, relatively quote-unquote dialed in. Always a positive thing. Never a good thing to be undialed this time of year. Purdue seems dialed in. You know, they've been able to build on success a little bit, but then also when they get pushed in the second half, twice in the last 2 days, two nights, whatever it's been, I don't even know what time it is right now. They have been able to respond to tough situations. Michigan State got within one after they were, I believe Purdue was up as many as 10. Michigan State got within one. Slippery slope time. Purdue made two really great, really poised basketball plays in that moment. Trevion Williams hitting Eric Hunter for those back-to-back three-pointers. Big-time awareness for Purdue, big-time clutch opportunism by Purdue. More continued unbelievable shooting from Eric Hunter this year, one of the most positive developments of the season for Purdue, if not the most positive development, because, you know, obviously he struggled with his shot a little bit for the better part of a year and a half prior to this year. Came in this year and just has been shooting well and consistently all year long. And, you know, Trevion Williams did a great job finding him on those plays. And Eric Hunter's made a lot of big shots, and he made two really big ones tonight. Purdue's done a lot right here in Indianapolis. I think Brandon Newman gave him a spark with his energy off the bench against Penn State. I think that a notable thing today was I thought Brandon Newman played well, even though he was 0-for-6 from the floor. I thought he did a good job defensively. I thought he, again, played hard. I didn't notice anything real time that made me think, oh, Brandon Newman screwed that up. Whereas, you know, before, you know, he fell out of the rotation, there were a couple instances per game where, you know, you just didn't know if he was doing everything the way he was supposed to be doing them. But he has, I don't know if he's back in the rotation to stay, but today was a pretty good indicator because Matt Painter went right back to him against a different type of matchup from Penn State, and he played well. So I don't know if I would necessarily want to say that Brandon Newman, as you know him and most of you love him, is back, but he's been back for 2 days at least, and he's relevant again, and that's a big deal for him, and I think that's something that can continue to maybe give Purdue a little bit of a spark. So that's what I got from the Purdue-Michigan State game. I know that that's another award-winning ending for one of these things from me, but this has been your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast, brought to you by our friends at Foss Brew Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill and Ripple & Company, and the Whitaker Inn. I will talk to you guys again on Sunday night after both Purdue plays Iowa for the Big Ten Tournament title and the selection show. So, a lot going on. It might be a double podcast tomorrow. So, get excited. See you, everyone.